his friends. This year should be a special for Rami and Rav Shichu. Vinish was Mary's sister, Basar Shmuel. Moshe Rabesh and Rav Moshe Mordechai. Nishmas Nachan Daniel Balari Tzvi. Yuli Nishmas Chana Bas Bila. Leschus Reb Aram Shraga. Malka Esther. And Leschus Nechagito. Bas Maras Rachel Esther. Hotechal Atseha. We'll be learning the Rambam in the sixth perek of Hilchos Malachim, the sixth halacha, and this talks about Ammon, our relationship with Ammon and Moab, which is very relevant to the upcoming Chag of Shavuos. Habaleinu v'alkol Yisrael etoiva. And as in the framework of our shiurim in Hilchos Malachim with the Rambam, we are going to be basing ourselves in the Torah of Moiri v'Rabbi Agoin Agodo Amufla v'Amufla Gudov Yitzhak Manza Tzal. Omer Rambam, Amon Moab ein shochim lehem shalom, she'ne'amar lo tidrosh shlomam v'tovatam kol yamecha. Ammon and Moab, you don't send them peace. You don't make peace with Ammon and Moab. We had said in Halacha, hey, that normally we Shalshik Sab Mishalach Yoshua before he came into Eretz Yisrael, and he sent them a text. Just this was a written text, a handwritten text, and he said to them, Chevre, whoever wants to leave, leave. Whoever wants to make shalom, make shalom. Whoever wants to make milchama, make milchama. But he offered them shalom. That's what you do with the other nations. Here the Rambam says that Ammon and Moab is Andrish. Ammon and Moab is different. And with Ammon and Moab we don't make peace. In the Rambam in Perek Shishi Alocha Aleph, the Rambam says, "Einos Mochama Adam Be'Oilam Achikarim Lo L'Shalom." So here's a nice pacifistic Rambam, even though this is Hilchos Malachim L'Mochama Oseim, as the Rambam calls it. But the Rambam says, "You never make peace till first you try. You never make war until first you try to make peace." But Ammon and Moab Ein Shochem Lam L'Shalom, Shneimar Lo Tidrosh Shlomam V'Tovotam Kol Yamecha. You're not allowed to seek out their peace and their good all your days. Since it says in the pasuk you should call out in peace, Yachol Amon Moav Ken, you might think, Zizel Bezach with Amon and Moav, Tamad Lo Yimar Lo Tidrosh Shlomam V'Tovotam. No. With Amon and Moav, Mimachne Shalom. We don't make Shalom with Amon and Moav. Fishen Amar Im Chayeshev Bekir Becha B'Tov Lo Lo Tunenu. Since it says he would sit with you, amongst you, in good, do not afflict him. I might think it's like that with Ammon and Moav, Tam Lo V'Tovotam. In other words, Lo Sidro Shlo V'Tavosam. They shouldn't sit with you in a good way. V'Af Al Pi She'en Sholim B'Shlomam. Even though you're not Shol B'Shlomam, you don't seek out peace. But if, Im Shlimu Me'atzmam, if they made peace on their own, first, Tchila Mekablim Otam. So you don't seek out the peace of Ammon and Moav, but if they make peace, they initiate it, then you're allowed to make peace with them. אז במה שכתב הרמב״ם בסוף דבריו, הרמב״ם writes שמשלימו מעצמם תחילה מקבלים אותם, לא מצאנו מקור מפורש לזה. We don't have an explicit מקור, אבל במנחת חינוך במצוות תפקוף סמך ב' כתב שהוא סברת עצמו מלשון הספרי פרשת כי תצא, שהוא מה שכתב הרמב״ם אמרו חרמים דמשמע רק קריאת שלום אסור לפתוח, אבל השלימו מותר. So he says, the Minchas Chinuch writes that it's the Rambam's individual Sfara from the Sifri that they say that Vikarase Lalasham, you're not allowed to call out in peace. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to call out in peace, but if they make peace, the Rambam assumes, the Rambam deduces that you're allowed to make peace. ועיין גם בחידושים של הגריז כאן על הרמב״ם, אבל סוף סוף צריך ביור שאם זו סברה פשוטה כל כך, שהרי זה מדויק בפסוק, אז למה לילה השמינה? למה הרמב״ם צריך ללמד אותנו? Why is the Rambam teaching us something that we could have learned on our own from the pasuk? And if it's a chidish, if it's nishkin, I'll push the zach. It's not so pashut. But it's a gross chidish, and the Rambam should say kedarko, Yeroili. It appears to me whenever the Rambam liked see a chiddush, when the Rambam adds on his own personal novella, when the Rambam adds his own insights, he tells us it would appear to me, unless it's mamish pashut. So if it's so pashut here, then why even tell us? And if it's not so pashut, you need the chiddush of the Rambam. You need the groisa kap from Rambam. Then the Rambam should say Yeroili. It appears to me, but the Rambam doesn't say that lashon. So from the fact that the Rambam doesn't say that lashon, it's mashma that it's a svara pshuta. But there's a chiddush here, still, that it's mafkia from those shittis, and that's sad, that even in azayif and even b'mikre kazeh, ze asur shem potchim l'shalom. As ma Rambam balafkia. What is the Rambam coming to preclude from? Shav yesh chidush gadol shel sefer hagot memoniot. Hu kotev kan, katav ra'em, b'met dvarim amurim midrishat shalom, aval b'tashlumei shalom mutar. What are we talking about? We're talking about being doresh shleimam, to seek out peace. But to return peace is mutter. Kagoni yosu imcha chesed, mutar lifakdam lishalom. For example, if they did with you a chesed, you are allowed to make peace with them. They, in other words, that this would be a repaying a debt. They did chesed, so you repay them with peace. Shenemar. As it says in the book of Samuel, it's so geschmack to learn some Navi. In chapter 10, Samuel 2, Vayi acharei chen vayamat melech b'nei Amon, melech b'nei Amon, vayimloch chanun b'no tachtav. And it came to pass that after that the king of the children of Amon died, and Chanun his son reigned in his stead. Vayomer David, said David, "Ese chesed im chnun." In modern Hebrew, when you want to call somebody a real nerd, a geek, that's what you call him. Chnun. Im chnun ben nachash, kasher asa aviv im adi chesed, vayishlach David lenachamo biyad avadav el aviv, vayavo avdei David eretz b'nei Amon. And David said, "I'll show kindness with Chnun the son of Nachash, just as his father showed me kindness." And David, so he's returning the favor, and David sent to comfort him through his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the Bnei Amon. Vayamru sarei Bnei Amon el Chanun Adonaihem, hamechabed David et avicha beinecha, ki shalach lecha menachamim, halo ba'avur chakor et ha'ir uleragla uleofcha shalach David et avadav eilecha. And the princes of the children of Ammon said to Chanun their lord, "Do you think that David honors your father? He sent you comforters. Is it not in order to investigate the city and spy it out and to search it that David has sent his servants to you?" Vayikach Chanun et avdei David, vayigalach et chatzi zkanam, vayichrot et madvehem b'chetzi ad shtotehem vayishalachem. And Chanun took David's servants, and he shaved off half of their beards, and he cut off their garments in half until their buttocks, and he sent them away. Wow, what a story. So that's the psukim here. So why was he doing it? So that's what it says. Nagot memoriot. ויאמת מלך בני אמון ויאמ לא חנון וחנון בנו תחתיו ויאמת ביד הצלח חסד מחנו כאשר עשה עם אבי ומדי חסד. So he's returning the favor. וישלח דוד לנחמו. עד כאן מדברי אגות ממוניות. וכך כתב הסמג ולא תעשה ריש חף חת. והכסף משנה כתב על זה. Comes the כסף משנה on the smag and on the agos memonios who say that David HaMelech was returning the favor and therefore he's doing it. He's being kind to the Ammonites who were so cruel to us in the past, which is why we're not allowed to be nice to them. So Shamru Chazal Bamidrash Shiloka Hogan Asa David Bazeh says the Kesef Mishnah, I don't understand. Excuse me for asking, but state Nedrish that David HaMelech did Shiloka Hogan. David HaMelech didn't do the right thing, he did the wrong thing. So what are you bringing? Farvus mebrent rayes, and achem vim rayot mi David HaMelech. Hey, David HaMelech asa shelo kehogen. Don't bring a ray. He did the wrong thing. What does it mean? Amru Chazal b'midrash. As b'sefer Chaim Shaal b'siman tzadi gimel, hu mevi shakavna lemidrash rabba v'tanchuma b'tchilat parashat Pinchas. Sham katuv at motze b'mi sheba alehem b'midat rachamim. Lesof. בא לידי ביזיון ומלחמות ואיזה זה דוד ויומר דוד אעשה חסד אמר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא אתה תעבור על דבריי אני כתבתי לא תדרוש שלום וטובתם ואתה עושה עמהם גמילות חסד אל תהי צדיק הרבה שלא יהיה אדם מוותר על התורה. So it says you find that somebody who came upon them with the mid of Rachamim, in the end, he comes to Bizayin on Mulchamas. Who is that? David. David says, let me do chesed. And Hashem says, hey, I said not to be Dorei Shlomo Vitovasam. You're doing chesed with the Ammonites. What are you doing? Al di tzadik habay. Don't be such a great tzadik. Shloi, the person shouldn't be mevater on the Torah. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not sufriden with David, with David HaMelech. He was very unhappy with David. ויראים ברשי בשמואל שם ודברי הימים א' פרק י' ת' פסוק ג' ומה שכתוב שם המכבד דוד את אביך הנראה בעיניך שדוד מכבד את אביך אם מוסרים לו שדרוש לו שלומם והוא ידרוש שלומך. So the Chanochnun's servant said to him, well, you think David's being mechabed your father? The Jewish people are exhorted, they're forewarned not to seek out our peace. You think he really cares about you? And therefore they said, you know what he's really doing? He's really investigating and spying out the city. That's why. So it's the same idea. So you see that the David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't happy with David HaMelech. David wasn't beseder. So he's only returning the chesed that Hanun's father did for him? The answer is that it doesn't matter. You are not allowed to do chesed with Ammonites. So how does that go to Memoniot bring from the Re'eim that it's mutter from Baal HaSefer Yireim, Elazar Mimitz? So on one hand, we see that Gosh Menon says you're allowed a return of kindness. On the other hand, you see that David HaMelech was wrong, and he brings a raya from David HaMelech, and David HaMelech we see was wrong. So what's going on over here? By the way, what's the kindness? So when David was fleeing from Shaul, his father, brother, and mother came to him, Shmuel Aleph 22:4, and he brought them before the king of Moab and said to him, please allow my father to live with you and mother. So to clarify, that it says in Rashi, in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, that when David was running away from Shaul, his father and his mother and brother came, Vayanchem es Pnei Melech Moav. So it says in Shmuel Aleph Chav Beis Dalet, Vayelech David Misham, Vayelech Misham David Vayimleit Amarat Adulim Vayishmu Echav, V'chol Beit Aviv Yerdu Elav Shama, Vayitkapcu Elav Kol Ish Matzok, V'chol Ish Asher Lo Noshe, Kol Ish Mar Nefesh Vayelehem Lissar, V'yumu Karba Miot Ish. The David HaMelech goes, he runs away to Ma'aras Adulim, they hear about it, and all these people who have difficult lives come to him, 400 people, and then David goes to Mitzpeh Moav, and he says to Melech Moav, Yetzei na avi v'imi itchem ad asher eidam ayesel elokim. Let my father and my mother be with you until God knows, and until I see what God's going to do with me. Vayanchem et pnei Melech Moav v'yishvu imo kol imeot avid metzuda. And then they went to the king of Moav. So here Rashi adds, v'hargam. And then the king of Moav killed him. Chutz me'echad shebarach v'nimnat le'eretz b'nei Amon etzel nachash. Except for one that went to Nachash, so one of his family members. So you see that Nachash did a chesed. So here David's returning the favor. So you see, says that goes Maimonios, that it's mutter to return the favor. And in that we ask, Mapetom, that it's mutter to return the favor. We didn't ask, the Mefarshim asked. You see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has tainus on David, that you're now allowed to do chesed with, even if they did you a chesed, you're now allowed to return the favor to Bnei Ammon and Moav. Nikuda. Vayein bo samech kan shekatav li yashevet suivin, or samech here in the Rambam, and so writes in the Sefer Tuafat Ra'im and the Reim Rishnon, she'im asa imo chesed be'atzmo v'day mutar, ela she'sham asa aviv imo chesed. Uvizeh savar David she'gam b'chai gav nashari ve'eino ken. Aval kol zeh mishum she'ba'asa chesed imo akol panim shari. Umizeh ochiach ha'Ra'im ledin anal ayein sham. So says the Or Sameach, that if the person himself did a chesed with you, then it's definitely mutter to return the favor. Just there, it wasn't Chanun who did the chesed with David, it was his father, Nachash, who did the chesed. And in that, David thought that even if the father does a chesed, you're allowed to repay the chesed to the son. And it's not so. But that's only because it's the father. But if it's the person himself, you're allowed to return it, and that's what the how the Ra'im, brought by the Ghost Maimonios, is proving his din, that you're allowed to return the chesed to the person himself. You're going to say that Hashem has tainus on David for doing chesed with Chanun ben Nachash. That's only because he was ben Nachash. Nachash himself, you're allowed to do chesed. It's Chanun ben Nachash, with him you're not allowed to do chesed. Aha! So that's what the Or Sameach says. But the person himself, you're allowed to do chesed. Aval sof sof sarich bi'ur. But still, it's not clear, and we have to understand why. Shachitin zein od rasha mikra umayut al aviv, v'ikaro svarai shebetashlum lo asra Torah. Wait a second. This din is not a drosha from a pasuk. That's memayit the father. There's logic here. That if you're repaying goodness, if you're repaying kindness, the Torah didn't aser. And David understood that repaying includes repaying a chesed to the father. Otherwise, what was David thinking? So since this is considered repaying, why is there an iser? According to the Yireim, and the Agosinanos who brings him, that to repay his mutter. As lechora, mevuar mizeh, שלא כדברי אור שמח, אלא שהטעות היה בעיקר הדעתי בעיקר הדין, that he made a mistake on the עיקר דין. And therefore, meaning he shouldn't have done chesed at all. And if he shouldn't have done chesed at all, even directly, even with the guy who does you a chesed, you're not allowed to do him a chesed back directly, then we're stuck. And we don't understand how the Ra'im can bring a raya from David HaMelech, when David HaMelech obviously made a mistake. Because if it was mutter to repay, so then it would be mutter with the son, or be mutter with the father. If that's the svara, then it should apply to both. For the fact that we have tainus on David for doing chesed with Chanun, so then you see that you're not allowed to repay a chesed. So what do you bring a raya from David? ברמב"ן על התורה בפרשת כי תצא, הוא הביא את המדרש רבה שהובא ברש"י במלכים ב' פרק ג' פסוק י"ט, ומה שכתוב בציווי אלישע למלחמה עם מואב. So Elisha tells us, when we go to a melchama with Moab, והקיתם את כל עיר מבצר, וכל עיר מבחר, וכל עץ טוב הפילו, וכל מעלה מים חסם תסתמו, וכל החלקה הטובה תכאבו באבנים. What does this pasuk mean? You should strike every fortified city, v'chol ir mifchor, and every choice city, v'chol etz tov, and you should fell every good tree, should knock down the trees, v'chol mayenei mayim tistomu. This is talking about making war against Moab. And you should stop up all springs of water, and v'chol hachelka hatova tachivu ba'avanim, and you should clutter every good field with stones. Amar lo hakatuv omer v'lo tashchit et etza v'ata omer kein. Amar lahem al kol haomot siva v'zo kala ubzuyahi, שנאמר ונקל זאת, שנאמר לא תדרוש שלומם וטובתם, אלו אילנות טובות. So Elisha was asked by the king, how could it be? Doesn't the Torah say that you're not allowed to destroy fruit trees? Lo tashchit et etza. So how are you telling us here, v'kol etz tov apilu? You're telling us to knock down the trees. The Torah says not to. So Elisha says, no. That's the other nations. But this nation is the lightest. This nation is the most disgraceful. And that's what it says, v'nakel zot b'nei Hashem. And this will be a slight in the eyes of God. And he will deliver Moab into your hands. That's what it says in the previous pasuk. And it says, Lo sidro shlomam v'tovasam. Tovasam are ilanos tovos. So even knock down the trees. When you're fighting against Ammon and Moab, you even knock down their trees. So this is a chiddush din, that the law of the Torah doesn't apply of knocking down trees to Ammon and Moab. So when you waging war against them, you put out all the stops. You knock down the trees, you stop up the water, you clutter every good field with stones. So HaRambam ishmit et hadin hazeh. The Rambam omitted this din. V'yomnam beradak v'ralbak sham katvu, that it was a horas shah, that it was only a temporary measure al pinavi and not meikar hadin. And so it's the Rambam in his Akdamah to Perush Mishnayos. And therefore the Rambam doesn't bring this lahalacha. But it's not like the Medrash Rabbah. So why aren't we paskin like the Medrash? So this is discussed by the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Kiseitse, and in the Kli Chemda in Parshas Shoftim, Perek Chof, Pasuk Yutes. So, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we will start the Mahalach to understand this parsha, and we will see Im Yirtzeh Hashem neflos mitoras Hashem, b'li neder. And thank you so much for listening. And please remember that sof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.